The 75th Pennsylvania House District includes all of Elk and parts of Clearfield County, including Dubois. Mike Armanini is the Republican candidate running for this seat against Democrat Ryan Grimm. We'll bring you a conversation with Grimm tomorrow. There's no incumbent. Matt Gobler, who had represented the 75th District since 2008, decided not to run for re-election. Mike Armanini has worked in the powdered metal industry in Clearfield and Elk County for more than 30 years, including as co-owner of a powdered metal company. He currently works in sales at Clearfield Metal Technologies. He also spent 3 years as headmaster of the Dubois Central Catholic School. Mike Armanini, thanks for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Emily. It's great to be here.
So how do you think your experience in the powdered metal industry prepares you to be a state representative?
The Elk County Clearfield area is actually the global leader for the powdered metal industry. I know very well that the actual manufacturing companies, along with all the other companies and services that add to the industry, makes up a very large amount of revenue for the state. So in knowing this and being associated with it for that many years, I know what our area needs as far as workforce, advances, technology, to help our area continue to be the stronghold and global leader for this product line. So that is, I think, one main reason, knowing that industry so well, it is definitely part of the heartbeat of the 75th District.
And what do you believe is the most important challenge facing the 75th District, and what would you do about it?
Well, you know, there's no doubt with the COVID situation, you know, our state is faced with, you know, roughly $5 billion in revenue that we're missing since the state has been shut down. That is really, I think, the number one concern to us. How do we get our state back on track? We have many obstacles. You know, the COVID is still just not going to, you know, go away. And I don't think we can continue to hide from it. I believe that we need to use the data that is present, use it more wisely to open our state up more and more. You know, there are areas like in our area in rural Pennsylvania, we have really not been affected by it. Yes, we have been affected by it, but not to the point to where it has paralyzed our area. And to be under the regulations and the numbers that say other metropolitan cities are, it just makes no sense. You know, I mean, our hospitals were never maxed at all, you know, so we were already, it was kind of like, you know, what's the old story, Henny Penny, waiting for the sky to fall. We just waited, and it cost us dearly in revenue, and we can't do that. You know, we have to try and work with it instead of just hide from it. And I don't think our state did, the administration did a good job at all with that.
On your website, it says you defend the Second Amendment, oppose abortion, and would want to combat the opioid crisis.
Yes.
And it says you'd fight for property tax reform. I wonder, where would you make up for those taxes to be able to continue to provide Pennsylvanians with services, or would you cut some services?
Okay. Well, no, you know, you never want to cut services, but I believe you want to make sure services are being utilized to their fullest extension. You know, there is no doubt that we do need some reforms and revisions to unemployment and welfare and so forth. We're in an area that we're underemployed. We have more jobs than people. So you would think our unemployment rate should be lower, but it isn't. You know, we have to make Pennsylvanians want to work. We have to let them realize that you cannot just stay on a welfare system for a long extended period of time. If you are able to work, let us train you so we can develop a skill for you and you can succeed in life without having to rely on the government for assistance. So, you know, with that, you know, we have property taxes and so forth. we all know that something needs to be done with that to be revised. You know, in all honesty, it's property owners. It's affecting our senior citizens, which, you know, we have to take care of them. The last thing I want is someone who's lived in their home for 50 plus years have to sell it because they can no longer pay property taxes. So this is something that the House and Senate really has to work together. How do we revise this? And, you know, My opinion is, you know, let's look at other states on how they're doing things. So I truly believe with some good common sense thinking, we can make revisions to current laws and tax structures to help Pennsylvania.
There have been protests for racial justice and against police brutality this summer. Are there changes you would make as a state representative to address these issues? And if so, what are they?
We have so many great police officers throughout our state that it's really bad that they're throwing the whole bunch in. There's definitely a lot more good than bad. I myself do not want to defund the police. They are there for a reason, and they have done an excellent job. So I'm totally against that movement and that mentality against our law officers.
Are there other top priorities you'd work on?
There's just so many things that our state needs to do. Being in rural PA, you know, the broadband, because, you know, more and more people are still not back to work. They're working from home. And why not move back to beautiful rural Pennsylvania and work? And then, you know, you don't have to deal with the city. You know, there's so many people who want to move back home, but their job doesn't allow them. But now I think we're getting a chance for this to occur. In my eyes, broadband service throughout the state of Pennsylvania, but also, say, our country, it's the new interstate system. You know, I'm sure back in the 50s when President Eisenhower started that and everything, there are a lot of doubters and so forth. But look at it. It's how our nation, you know, moves from east to west. We need to have broadband move from east to west, too. And I just think it's so important to get that infrastructure in the rural areas so we can compete and stay viable and healthy.
Thank you for talking with us, Mike Armanini.
Thank you.
Mike Armanini is the Republican candidate running for the 75th State House District. We'll talk with his competitor, Ryan Grimm, tomorrow. You can find more information about this year's general election at wpsu.org/vote. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.